spent 6 nights by your side and woke up 6 mornings looking at your face. It was our last night together, our 7th night. I've been in heaven for a whole week, touching you, tasting you, kissing you, smiling at you and seeing you smile at me, feeling you inside me, swallowing your cum, feeling your body pressed against mine. Our last night was, of course, the most magical of all. All the inhibitions were gone. It was sort of a now or never moment. Our previous nights together had been wonderful too, of course, but we were really still just getting to know each other and how our bodies worked and how they fit together. You took me up the coast, we had dinner and walked hand in hand in a seaside village and went out on the pier and looked at the lights reflected on the water and kissed. After an entire week, your mouth on mine still makes me tingle. Running my hands across your head, feeling your hands caressing my back. And we walked back to the car. And you took me to your favorite cafe. And I had a Cuban coffee. And you had a café con leche. And you ordered us a pastry and we shared it and you fed it to me. Flaky guava. It was a breezy night and I was paranoid that the wind was gonna blow up my short skirt on my black and white polka dotted dress. And I was wearing my favorite underwear, my black lace thong. I joked to you that if the wind didn't behave, everyone was gonna get more than they expected. And you were casual in your denim shorts and plaid button-up short-sleeved shirts. Not that any of that mattered. All I saw was your eyes and how they twinkled when you smiled at me. We drove through the historic district and you pointed out all the places that you had gone and partied when you were younger. He held hands in the car as you drove. And it was a lovely night, but none of it mattered. All I wanted, all I had wanted for the entire day, was to feel you inside me again. Finally, we headed back to the house and my excitement grew and grew and grew, and I knew it wouldn't be long. When we got home, my cousin was there. And he had something he had to talk to you about, and I went about making preparations for bed and brushed my teeth, washed my face, combed my hair, until finally I was ready and you were still sitting there talking. And I stood between you two and leaned down and you looked up at me and I said, "Let's go to bed, baby." And you smiled and said, "All right." We said our goodnights to my cousin and you took my hand and led me to the bedroom. We undressed and got into the bed together for the last time, and you pulled me into your arms, you kissed me, and you kissed me, and you kissed me, and you kissed me. It seemed to last forever, that kiss. Our mouths wet and hungry, feasting on each other, moaning as you slid your finger down between my legs, and you pressed on my clit, and you started working my clit in a circular motion, faster and faster and faster. I could feel it building the tension, and I moaned into your mouth, and I clung to you, digging my nails into your back, until finally I came. And you rolled over onto your back, breathing heavily with the excitement. And I worked my way down your body, biting your neck, kissing your chest, licking your side, making you jump. So you're ticklish, and I giggled an evil little laugh and told you how much I loved goosing you. And I worked my way down, and I bit your hip, and I licked you all over, and I sucked your balls into my mouth, and you moaned. Oh, you moaned. And I licked your shaft, and you flexed your hips, and you were still not quite hard. And I liked it that way. I liked taking your cock soft into my mouth. It all fits that way. I don't choke on you or gag on you when you're soft. And your skin is so velvety soft. And I lick you and I suck you. And you moan and you tell me, that's it, baby, that's it. And you start to grow. And I feel you pressing hard against the back of my throat. Your cock is getting harder and harder. Now it's so hard and so long and so thick, I can't fit it all. And I gag myself with the effort. And you love it. You love feeling the back of my throat with your hard cock. And I love making you happy. And I love hearing you tell me, suck that cock, baby. Suck it. It's our last night together, and you don't want to come in my mouth. You tell me, I'm ready to fuck you, baby. And I ask you, how do you want me? And you tell me, I want you to lie on your stomach. And you place a pillow under my hips to raise them up off the bed. And you take your cock, and you rub it up and down my slit, spreading my wetness all over myself and your cock. Every surface you touch tingles, and you slowly guide the head of your cock inside me. and I stretch around you, welcoming you inside, and I moan, and it feels so good. And you lie down on top of me, your weight pressing me into the bed, and you slowly flex and relax your hips, sinking deeper and deeper inside me. And you feel so good. And I feel so good. Your weight on me. Your cock inside me. And I am in heaven. And I start to push back against you. And you start to get faster. And you raise yourself up on your elbows to get a better angle. And you slam hard into me. And you pull me up on my hips and put me on my knees. And you push down on my back, angling me further down. And you take hold of my hips and you ram your cock as deep as it'll go. Over and over again, baby, yes. And I start working my clit with my hands, and oh my god. And I'm pushing back against you. And you're just pushing and pulling and pushing and pulling and fucking me harder and harder. And I come. And I scream your name. And I collapse onto the bed and you slide out of me. And when I can breathe again, I sit up and you're still up on your knees, spasming. And I take your cock in my mouth and get it hard again. Harder and harder. Thicker and longer. And you pull your cock out of my mouth and you tell me you're ready to go. And you put me on my knees and you push my head down onto the bed. And you aim your cock at my ass. And you push in. And it's so tight, baby. And it's too tight. And you have to stop. I tell you, stop, stop, stop. And you stop and you pull out. And I catch my breath again. And I say, okay, baby. Slower this. And you aim your cock at my ass again. And you just get the head in. And I tell you to stop. And I breathe and I relax. And I tell you go. And you push just a little farther and I tell you stop. And I breathe and I relax. Okay, baby. A little more. And you push in so slowly. Yes, baby, that's it. And I push back against you. And you're all the way in. And it feels so good. So full having you in my ass. And you pull back slowly. And then you push hard against me. And I moan. Oh God, yes, baby. And your hands are on my hips. And you start thrusting hard and fast. Oh, I'm panting and gasping. Biting the pillow. Trying to muffle my screams of joy. Oh, God. Oh, you feel so good. Over and over and over, you pound into my ass. Pushing my back down. Going deeper and deeper. Faster. Faster, baby, I want you to come. Please, baby. Please. I want you to come. You start to scream. And you pull out and you take off the condom. And I turn around and I take you in my mouth. And you pump your cum down my throat. And your body spasms and you're shaking from head to toe. Over and over, and I'm sucking and sucking and sucking every drop of your cum. Your sweet, salty, delicious cum. Fuck my mouth, baby. Fuck it. And you stop. You stop breathing and you stop moving and you just freeze. And finally I release your cock from my mouth. And your hands are twisted in my hair. And you start breathing again. And you open your eyes. And I look up at you. And you smile. The most contented smile. And I stretch out on the bed, tingling from head to toe. And you lie down beside me. And you wrap your arms around me. And you pull me close. And you kiss me deeply.